जयं विष्णुपादपरमंसप्रिव्राजकचार्यष्टोत्तरशतश्री श्रीमधिज्वैनग्रेयसभैचरणारविन्दभक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिश्रीलप्रभुपादकी अनन्तकोटिवैष्णववृन्दकी नामाचार्य श्रीलहरिदास ठाकुर की ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड ड्यूटीज ऑल ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 22, entitled Elements of Material Creation, Text 50. Taror Bija Vipakabhyam Yo Vidvan Janma Samyamo तरोर विलक्षणो दृष्टा एवं दृष्टा तनो पृथक् तरोर बीज विपाकाभ्यां यो विद्वान् जन्म संयमो तरोर विलक्षणो दृष्टा एवं दृष्टा तनो पृथक् तरोर बीज विपाकाभ्यां यो विद्वान् जन्म संयमो तरोर विलक्षणो दृष्टा एवं दृष्टा तनो पृथक् Matajis. Taro of a tree, bija, birth from its seed, vipakabhyam, destruction subsequent to maturity, yaha, one who, vidvan, in knowledge, janma, of birth, sanyamo and death, taroh from the tree, vilakshanaha distinct, drishta the witness, evam in the same way, drishta the witness, tano of the material body, pratak is separate. Translation and purport by the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: one who observes the birth of a tree from its seed and the ultimate death of the tree after maturity certainly remains a distinct observer, separate from the tree. In the same way, the witness of the birth and death of the material body remains separate from it. Purport: as a reference to trees, vipaka indicates the final transformation called death. In reference to other types of plants, such as rice, vipaka indicates the stage of maturity in which death also occurs. Thus, by common observation, one can understand the actual position of one's material body and one's own position as the transcendental observer. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadadi Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnamamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantha Radha Kantha Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyaiva cha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminidhi Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So this world, the material world, is called a world where there is dvandva. Dvandva means duality. There is happiness in this world, but there is also distress. There is success, but there is also failure. There is pleasure, but there is also pain. There is birth, but there is also death. There is honor, but there is also dishonor. So this world, these things come in pairs. So somebody might be experiencing happiness, but lurking in the corner is also distress. A person might be experiencing honor, but such a person is vulnerable to dishonor also. So even though a person might be experiencing so-called happiness, still the struggle for avoiding distress is continuing simultaneously. You can't find any positive emotion in its pure state in this material world. Even though a person might be experiencing honor, the experience of dishonor is just round the corner. It can happen anytime. So you have to struggle against it. So oftentimes Prabhupada used to call the positive experiences of this world to be like sweet rice mixed with sand. Sweet rice is very nice, but then there is also sand mixed with it. So it spoils the whole taste. That's how life in the material world is like. And that is why, because there is dvandva, which means duality, there is dvandva, that is conflict. Conflict without and conflict within. The conflict within manifests in terms of fear, anxiety, stress, etc. Because you are constantly trying to avoid the negative side of life. Dishonor, you know, unhappiness, misery, pain, loss. So there is conflict within and there is conflict without. Because this world is a world of duality. But it is very interesting that a $1 billion industry in the modern day world. And what is that? The sports industry. It is also full of dualities, right? There is gain, there is loss. There is success, there is failure. There is pleasure, there is pain. But still people feel entertained with sports. People look forward to play sports and also watch sports. How is it? What makes sports different? Even though even sports is filled with both the positive and the negative. There is happiness, distress. There is pleasure, pain. There is honor, dishonor. All these dualities are present. But still, what makes sports different? Which makes it so attractive for people? If you think about it, something that's distinct about sports is you might be participating in it or you might be watching it. But still, there is a sense of detachment. At the back of your mind, you know that this is not the all-in-all of life. There is, life is different from the world of sports. So we don't take it so seriously. We take it from a detached perspective. We understand we've got a separate identity. We've got a separate life. We are like an observer watching the sports. We are different from it. If people take it too seriously, it makes the headlines. It's like during the FIFA World Cup recently, maybe last year. A boy in Kerala, he committed suicide because Argentina was losing too many games and made the headlines because he took it too seriously. And, you know, sometimes people break televisions because their team lost. And that also makes to the headlines because sports is not to be taken seriously, and there's a reason why it becomes enjoyable. I remember when during the 1996 World Cup, during the semi-finals between India and Sri Lanka in the Eden Gardens, it was a painful experience for those who remember it. And India had to accept defeat. And I was in school at that time. And we had taken it too seriously. And even days after the tournament, in school, that was the hot topic for discussion. And one of our teachers, he came up to us and said that, you know, come on. After all, it's a sports. Take it easy. Learn from the Indian captain. He's having a gala time with his girlfriend at Kodaikanal. And you are taking it so seriously. So, sports, even though it is full of dualities, it's entertaining. Why? Because we maintain a sense of detachment from the whole thing. We don't take it too seriously. We understand we have a separate identity. We are a distinct observer. And if we take our whole life in that spirit, our whole life in the material world in that spirit, life in the material world becomes much easier. That's what the Shastras say. And that's what this verse is about. One who observes the birth of a tree from its seed and the ultimate death of the tree after maturity certainly remains a distinct observer, separate from the tree. In the same way, the witness of the birth and death of the material body remains separate from it. So the Shastras explain that you have a life that is separate from your life in the material world. Take your life in the material world in a sportive spirit. If you see the dictionary meaning of the word sportive, it means light-hearted. Don't take it too seriously because you have a life distinct from it. You are the soul. You are the spirit soul. You got a spiritual life that is separate from your material life. If India loses its match against another country, the next day it's not that people don't go to their office. They go to their office. Life continues as usual. You become resilient once you understand that, after all, it's sports. It's not to be taken too seriously. Similarly, you become resilient when you understand that we have got a spiritual life that is distinct and separate from our material life within this world. Ups and downs happen in life. Let's take it in a sportive spirit. Don't take it too seriously because we have got a separate life. Our spiritual life, that's our real life. One of the most quoted verses by Srila Prabhupada is Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara. What is the essence of this verse? Which says that you are not the body but the spirit soul. Prabhupada is opening up, he's of course repeating Krishna, but he's giving us entrance into a whole new world that is separate from the world that we live in this world. A life which is our real life. And if we have access to it, automatically we develop resilience while living within this world. Nowadays there is a lot of motivational talk on resilience, on bouncing back. But a person who is convinced about his or her spiritual identity naturally has this resilience, naturally bounces back because they understand the world is temporary. The ups and downs
keep happening. Nothing to be taken too seriously. So actually, Prabhupada's way of preaching is the ultimate self-help formula. It's the ultimate motivational, it gives the ultimate motivation and inspiration in times of crisis. But we see that even devotees sometimes take the ups and downs in the material world too seriously, isn't it? We don't have so much of resilience. The reason is because we haven't yet developed full conviction in our spiritual identity. To the extent we develop that conviction in our spiritual identity, to that extent we become resilient to the ups and downs of this world. We are able to transcend the dualities of material existence. Happiness, distress, pleasure, pain, gain and loss. So the scriptures, in many places, they strongly recommend that you take life in this world in a sportive spirit. It's like a sports field. Don't take it too seriously. One instance that comes is in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, Vidura returns from his pilgrimage back to Hastinapur just to preach to his brother Dhritarashtra. And under the influence of the strong preaching of Vidura, Dhritarashtra quits home. And early the next morning, when Yudhishthira Maharaj comes to offer his obeisances to Dhritarashtra, he finds that Dhritarashtra is missing. And he feels very much pained. He feels that, did I not take care of Dhritarashtra properly, because of which he had to leave and go somewhere else? So he is very morose, worried about the well-being of Dhritarashtra. And he inquires Sanjay, and Sanjay says, even I don't know where Dhritarashtra has gone. And at that very instance, Narad Muni comes there. And Narada, he pacifies King Yudhishthir. He says, Yatha Krido Paskaranam Sanyoga Vigamaviga Ichchaya Kriditu Syatam Tate Veshechaya Nranam. He says that just like a player, Krido, Krida, Upaskarana means playthings. Just like a player, he brings together playthings and then separates them. Similarly, people in this world are brought together and separated by the supreme will of the Lord. Just like in a game of sports, people come together, then they are separated. Certain partnerships last. Certain partnerships don't last. And when partnerships don't last, you are not too morose about it. You understand? It's sports after all. So similarly, people in this world are brought together and then they are separated by the will of the Lord. Don't take it too seriously, Narad Muni is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj. Again, in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the fight between Vritrasura and Indra, repeatedly Indra, he faces reversals. And even Vritrasura faces reversals. But Indra is not able to handle the reversals that is going through. And then Vritrasura gives him a pep talk and tells him, don't take it too seriously. Consider this war to be like a match, to be like a game. Play it. You know, in a match, in a game, sometimes one team wins, the other team loses. It happens. Loss and gain happens in a match. It's not to be taken too seriously. So similarly, consider this fight to be like a game, like a match. Don't take it too seriously. He says, Pranaglahoyam samara Ishvaksho vahanasanaha Atrana jnayate mushya Jayo mushya parajayaha. He says that, you know, Pranaglaha, consider this war to be like a gambling match where our lives is at stakes. Ishu akshaha, the arrows are like the dice. Vahana asanaha, the carriers such as the horses and elephants are like the game board. Have this perspective to the whole war, and then you will be able to handle reversals more easily. So this is what the Vedic scriptures recommend, that take life in a sportive spirit. Take life with a sense of detachment. Now there's a difference between the way the impersonalists and the Mayavadis take life and in the way the Bhakti Yogis take life. The impersonalists and the Mayavadis maintain this sense of detachment from this world. They maintain their position as the neutral observer. So they are able to handle the reversals of life very nicely. They are able to handle the dualities of life in a very wonderful way. But then, there's a shortcoming to their method. The Mayavadis, they maintain strict detachment. When you maintain strict detachment, what happens? It's like you are watching a match where you are perfectly detached. Like when I was in school, I was so much addicted to cricket that I used to watch matches where India didn't play at all. It's like some two teams are playing, Zimbabwe versus New Zealand. And both were very weak teams, at least during those days. And when you are watching that match, what happens is you are able to, your knowledge of cricket increases. Because you are very, in a detached spirit, you are able to closely observe what is happening. You know, what kind of ball is coming and how you are hitting the ball. Offside, leg side. You are able to closely monitor the game from the neutral perspective and your knowledge of the game increases, but then you are not able to experience ananda, happiness, because you are too detached. So similarly, the impersonalists and the Mayavadis, the Jnanis, they are too detached from this world. So their knowledge of this world increases because they are able to analyze this world, but there is no ananda. Like Jayadvait Maharaj says, that for the Mayavadis, ananda is only in their name. Mukta ananda, this ananda, that ananda. But actually there is no ananda in their life, because they are so much detached. But the Bhakti Yogis, they are detached. At the same time, they are attached. On their personal account, they are perfectly detached from this world. And so they are able to transcend the dualities of this world. But they are attached on behalf of Krishna. They are on Krishna's side. They want Krishna to win. They want Krishna's mission to win. And so they experience ananda. So for the Bhakti Yogis, living in this material world is like watching a cricket match where your team always wins. Because Krishna always wins. Isn't it? Vritrasur, he says in the sixth canto that Yuyutsatam kutrajidata tainam jayai sadai katranavai paratmanam vinai kamutpattim layastit ishwaram sarvagyamadyam purusham sanatanam. He says, Yuyutsatam kutrajidata tainam jayai sadaikatra navai paratmana. There are many people who are fighting in this world. Many people who are belligerent. But it's not that victory is assured for them every time they fight. For nobody in this world, victory is assured all the time. But there is an exception. Who is that? Vinayakam utpattim layasthitishwaram. The only exception is the Supreme Lord, who is always victorious. Why is the Supreme Lord always victorious? Because utpattim Laya Sitishwaram. He is the cause, he is the creator, he is the maintainer and the destroyer of this world. He is in control of the entire material creation. Sarvajnam Adhyam Purusham Sanatanam. He knows everything. He is the supreme enjoyer. So somebody who is a supreme enjoyer, who is Sarvajna, who is in complete control of things, who is a creator, maintainer and destroyer, such a person is bound to be victorious under all circumstances. Isn't it? So Krishna is always victorious. So he is a player who is always victorious. He is our hero. And when we take his side, life is like watching a game where your side is always winning. I think Rupa Goswami, he says this, Nayakanam Shiro Ratnam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Yatra Nityataya Sarve Virajante Mahaguna. Nayakanam Shiro Ratnam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is a crest jewel of all heroes. Yatra Nityataya Sarve Virajante Mahaguna. Why? Because the best of all qualities permanently reside in him. So he is the ever fresh hero, someone who is always victorious. But when the devotees are watching this game of life, wanting Krishna's side to win, Krishna doesn't make this match boring. He makes it very exciting. We never like to watch a match which is one-sided. Isn't it? From the very beginning, if this match is one-sided, there is no thrill in it. But if there is some kind of competition going on, there is anxiety involved while watching the match. But that anxiety is the cause of thrill. Next day in the newspaper, it doesn't say that yesterday there was an anxiety-ridden match. Yesterday, the match was a thriller, they say. Isn't it? So similarly, Krishna, just for the pleasure of his devotees, even when he enacted pastimes in this world, he never allowed things to be one-sided. If you see, you know, while Krishna was subduing Kalia, for example, Krishna could have subdued Kalia in an instance, but then he made it look as if Kalia was an equal competitor, just so that the devotees who are watching Krishna dance on the hoods of Kalia, who was apparently struggling in the coils of Kalia, get some anxiety. Apparently it's anxiety, but internally it is thrill. The devotees are thrilled. Just for the pleasure of his devotees, Krishna makes things exciting when he's personally present performing pastimes in this world. And even when he's not personally present, the devotees of the Lord, because they're always wanting Krishna's mission to win in this world, sometimes they are put into a state of anxiety. Some danger to the mission, and they feel some kind of anxiety. But internally, it's not anxiety, it is thrill, because personally they are detached. They are attached for Krishna. And it's only a matter of time before Krishna wins. Krishna is always victorious. Now when it comes to preaching, the people whom we are preaching to may or may not become devotees because of us. But ultimately, everyone in this material world is going to become a devotee of the Lord. If not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Someday, everyone is going to become a devotee. So from Krishna's perspective, Krishna is always victorious in his mission. Very interesting that I tried to find the exact quotation. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first volume, that was the last volume of the Srimad Bhagavatam that Prabhupada personally translated and gave purports to. In that particular section, Krishna's life is constantly put into danger. by Kamsa and the demons who are sent by Kamsa. So Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj are in constant anxiety. Prabhupada, in this connection, in the purport, he says that sometimes we are also in anxiety because we feel that the Krishna consciousness movement is in danger. And Krishna, Prabhupada very clearly says that Krishna is incarnated within the Krishna consciousness movement. And sometimes even we feel that the Krishna consciousness movement is in danger, and so we feel anxiety. And in the same purport he says that at the same time we understand that Krishna is always victorious. Krishna's mission can never be defeated. At the same time we feel anxiety. That's the life of a devotee. It's very thrilling. Once, if you are attached to yourself, then what happens? That thrill turns into anxiety. But once you are attached for Krishna and detached on your personal account, then what happens? The anxiety turns into a thrill. And Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, Prabhavananda Saraswati says, for a devotee of the Lord, this world, which is full of dualities, is a source of joy. It's a source of thrill. It's a happy place to live in. Like that. So, these are some thoughts which I had in my mind. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.